B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. How you doing, Lauren?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm running a little ragged.
Yeah, I'm a little burnt out. I think we all are.
Wait a get up and go with
you
the Breakfast
what?
Club.
You know what? It's going to be great, though. It's going to be great.
Turn this around.
It's going to be great because I'm excited because I got pumpkin spice creamer.
Oh, it's already out.
It's already out.
You were talking to Halloween yesterday. You're already going to pumpkin spice. It's
I
not
was
even
at Target this weekend. Didn't see it. Then the next day, I got like an apple alert that's like pumpkin spice. You know, I went there and I got pumpkin spice creamer, pumpkin spice cold foam.
Are you going to get sick of it before?
No, I hoarded it last year when I knew that it was leaving after like October. I bought like five of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I think that was wasteful, but.
Perhaps.
I just love pumpkin spice season.
It's pumpkin spice season, and Lauren, B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We have the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy. Something fun going on, free for everybody, too. It is the Minnesota Wild Block Party happening tonight. This is going to be at the Amsoil Arena, and it's going to be in the parking lot of the Amsoil Arena. It starts at 5. They have a celebration of hockey. There'll be interactive games, music for fans of all ages to enjoy, street hockey rink, inflatable shooting activation with electronic hockey net, video game station featuring EA Sports.
Okay, I like that.
Nordy, the mascot, will be there. So come on out. That'll be tonight, and that's at 5 o'clock, Amsoil Arena parking lot.
Cool. Well, I was just talking about pumpkin spice a few minutes ago, and now we have the first fall outlook. Now, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac, so you got to just take it with a grain of salt. But they say that in September, it'll be a little chilly, cooler than average. And then October, it'll be warmer than average. So we're not looking at anything like crazy, which anything could happen. And then also it's supposed to be very dry, which I take to mean no snow during that time.
Man, we've been really dry, though. It's,
I know.
It'd be a problem.
I would like a mild winter, though. Not in terms of snow, but it was just so cold last winter.
Yeah.
But not up to me. So you can read everything they had to say at B105Country.com.
It's the Old Farmer's Almanac. Right?
Yeah.
Which one is the one going away or is gone now? Farmer's Almanac? Or?
But I don't think they actually are going away.
Oh, I thought they were.
I think that was
publicity stunt?
Yeah.
And all those farmers, what
it
they can do without their almanac.
Look, yeah. You're talking about it.
I guess so. All right. You're B105, bud. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And let's do Lauren's Country Lowdown.
So, Megan Maroney, you know, I feel bad for her, but got to give her props. So, she's on tour right now, her Cloud 9 tour. And she was in Denver on Tuesday night. And she was really sick when she took the stage. And after three songs, she, like, stopped the music. And she was like, I am so sorry, but I can't do this.
How sick was she? What would she have?
Her voice sounded.
Well, she got a cold or something?
Yeah, like she barely had one. And, you know, she was all dolled up, so she didn't look sick or anything. But she said, I've tried everything to feel better, and I thought I was feeling better. But she's like, I can't do this. And then also, you know, you don't want to put on a show that's
terrible.
Yeah, terrible, or you're not sounding right, or you're sick. Because, you know, she's dancing, she's singing, and so she said it herself on stage. She didn't just walk off. She was like, I am so sorry. I don't think I can do this. She said, I promise I'm going to make it up to you. And then she's like, I'm going to go cry now. Literally, like 10 minutes later, she shared that there is a new date already. She said, I'll be back August 27th. If you came here tonight, keep your tickets. We're going to do this again. If you can't make it, you'll get a refund. And she said, I've never had to do this. I'm so sorry. This is her first arena tour. So obviously, you know. But
it happened to Jon Bon Jovi last week or something like that.
Yeah.
He had a sinus infection. He had to call off the show halfway through.
And, like, you know, it is an annoying, like, inconvenience, but she scheduled it, rescheduled it literally the same night.
Yeah, hopefully she feels better for that one.
Yeah, exactly. So American Idol is officially coming back. It was just renewed for season 25. We don't know when it is going to be released, but there's a little think piece, B105Country.com right now, about why all the signs are pointing to Luke Bryan and Carrie Underwood returning, because no judges have been confirmed yet. Carrie really has made American Idol like her main gig right now.
Yeah, really, it has.
You know, she hasn't been touring, hasn't been making new music. So if you love that show, you love American Idol, you can see all those clues, B105Country.com. And then if you want to learn about Stella Lefty and what Boston is about, she talked to Evan from Taste of Country Nights. And also, she is dating Vincent Mason, who's an up-and-coming country artist as well.
I've
and
heard
that's
that name.
Who the song is about. She says he's not from Boston, but she kind of talked about the process of, you know, how she wrote the song and everything like that. So
okay.
Learn a little bit more about that.
Stella Lefty, and like I said, she comes from, I just find this fascinating. Like, dad's worth like $4 billion.
Yeah.
She's going to be fine no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're going to put that to bed now.
Oh, sorry. I take the hint over here to move on from that.
We don't need to make ourselves.
Not so subtle. It's okay. It's all right.
Every break. He's a billionaire.
Well, I mean, that's crazy.
I know. Right. There's a lot of billionaires out there, I guess.
She's talented, too. Don't get me wrong.
Is. She really is.
She's talked about that, too. She's not a Nepo baby or whatever. She gets that people would do. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. You know what we should talk about later on today is bring back Hollywood Haze. What movies are going on this? There's a big one.
Okay.
Have you seen Odyssey yet?
No.
I'd like to go, but...
I don't know if I... Like, I want to see it, but also, I don't know. There's a...
It's 3 hours long.
Well, exactly. And I always have to go to the bathroom, so it's like...
I know.
We tried.
What's worse is trying to watch a movie. Like, we got Disclosure Day. We watched it at home. I bought it at home to watch it, and it took us probably about twice. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. All right, we've got 710 Laugh Off. We got jokes. Lauren said she's got some good ones. She was laughing about them in the last 20 minutes. So.
I know.
Go ahead, if you're so good.
Okay. There's just, like, so many. Okay. Ken, the largest mountains are always the most tired. Just seems like they don't ever rest.
I got it.
Funny.
I got it.
Okay.
Not a bad one.
All I can ask is not a bad one. Thank you.
Do you know what Vikings do when they retire? Usually go into pharmacy because they're experienced in pillage. Pretty good, huh?
That's cute.
That wasn't even a laugh. It wasn't even a smirk. Okay, well, let's see what Melody has sent this one
let's
in.
Let's do it.
B105 app.
Why is sausage so bad for you? It brings out the worst in people.
Never saw such a joke.
I mean, we were talking about Ken's meat truck.
No, Kenny's world famous meat truck. It's got to have world famous in it for it to work.
Is it world famous?
It will be once it gets across the world in my truck.
This is
copyright
true.
2026.
That's true.
That should be 105, 710 laugh off.
Let's do it.
Hey, when you were a kid, did you have to, or are you too young, did you have to call in and listen to the voicemail when showtimes were?
That sounds like vaguely familiar.
Before the internet?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
You used to have to do that. You have to call up a number and then you'd have to listen and there would be somebody, an employee there at the theater would list off.
Yeah.
Back in the 1900s, kids.
I think that sounds familiar, honestly. Yeah. I don't know.
It was. Okay, anyway, what's going on in movies this weekend, opening this weekend? The big one, Spider-Man Brand New Day.
I thought that's been out.
They had Spider-Man No Way Home. That was the last, I think.
That came out.
Yeah, this comes out this weekend, though. Tonight, actually. It's a brand new day for Peter Parker, fighting crime full-time as Spider-Man in a world that doesn't remember him. And the pressure of seeing his old friends move on without him sparks a change in Peter he may not have the power to control.
Okay.
But that transformation might also be the only thing that can stop a shocking new threat to the city and those he loves. A powerful villain no one can even see.
Do we still like these movies?
It's getting very good reviews, actually. Critics say 91%. Fans say 98%.
Okay.
The world may have forgotten Peter Parker, but he hasn't forgotten them.
I think Tom Holland is good as Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Right. And then this one, I don't see this playing. I'm trying to find it, like locally or whatever. But I mean, obviously we have the Odyssey going and Curious George is in there. All right. That's interesting. Live action Moana, Willy Wonka's back in there. Super Troopers 3, okay. And then, yeah, the other ones that are out. This one looks interesting, but it's not in theaters. It's The End of Oak Street. This is starring Ewan McGregor and Anne Hathaway, which I like both of them.
Anne Hathaway's on that?
Yep.
Okay.
A mysterious cosmic event rips Oak Street from suburbia and transports a neighborhood to someplace unknown.
I had no idea she was in it.
The Platt family soon discovers that their very survival depends on sticking together as they navigate their now unrecognizable surroundings.
I'd see that.
Yeah, I thought so too. I just don't see any showtimes.
There is some.
Okay. Like one showtime. So, all right.
Not very flexible, but if you.
Lauren's Country Lowdown at B105. What's up?
So Parker McCollum today is about to be a dad for the second time. So late last night, he said, I wanted to share some great news with you all. And he said, my beautiful wife is blessing our family with our second baby. And it looks like he'll be here tomorrow. So that would be today. He said, I couldn't be more excited to be a dad for the second time. But he did have some shows this weekend. So he says, once I get off stage tonight at Red Rocks, I'm headed straight home to be with the family. He says, hate having to do that, but my family comes first, which makes sense. So right. He's already rescheduled his weekend tour dates. He says, thanks for understanding. See you soon, which I'm not surprised he's doing this, but it does, you know, kind of restore my, like, I'm glad he's not on tour while his wife is giving birth and he's like, I'll see you when I get home, you know?
Yeah, I didn't even know he was married or had a kid.
You did. We have talked about this. He had his
Parker
first,
McCollum?
Yeah, he had his first kid in 2024. But he and his wife, Haley,
I must have been off that week.
What was the segment called that we were going to start? Things that Ken
things
is just
Ken
learned.
Might have missed.
Yeah.
Things
so,
you might have missed with Ken.
I will stick up for you here this
Thank
once
you.
Because they don't live in Nashville. And she is, like, very low-key.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not out and about. They're not on red carpets. But anyways, they already have a son, Major. So congratulations to them.
Congratulations twice over.
Yeah, so speaking of love, you know, Bunny XO, she was spotted at Jelly Roll's bar recently kissing a reality star. Yeah. She is taken. Well, she documents her whole life on social media. So first and foremost, her and Jelly Roll have unfollowed each other from everything. People notice that kind of thing, I guess. So maybe they just are giving space, but their divorce has been finalized. She went and celebrated by buying a $500,000 Rolls Royce and then, you know, shared it on social media. So
that's what I do after a messy breakup. I usually spend $500,000.
I don't know that I'd ever spend that on a vehicle.
$1 million.
You know what I mean? That just seems like a lot. But the guy she was kissing at Jelly Roll's bar was also in the video.
Oh.
Maybe things aren't as amicable as they appear, but nothing says I just got divorced like a $500,000 car, I guess. So anyways, the plot thickens. We'll see what happens next. So Riley Green, he was, of course, on Marshall's earlier this year, and he's on tour, and fans got a really fun surprise. He was in Utah, and his co-star slash his love interest from the show was there, brought her out on stage. She said hi to the crowd, did a shot, everything. She kind of documented everything from, like, backstage and behind the scenes and stuff. But I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
Well, so you can see that, B105Country.com. We also know when Marshall Season 2 is coming out very, very soon here.
He's already off the show, though, isn't he?
Yeah. I didn't want to spoil that in case nobody is. It was a short-lived
thing. I don't know
thing.
What happened. I haven't seen Chase Matthew, Darlin, B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning, 8:21. And tomorrow is already Friday, and that means we have our backyard barbecue remote with the giving away the Traeger Pro 34 grill and $500 to Super One Foods.
Yep, so this will mark our fourth backyard barbecue giveaway broadcast. So we're halfway through. You have to stop by in order to enter. There's a different code word every single week. So you have to stop by in person, plan your lunch break accordingly. Also, there'll be concert tickets there. And it's a fun, you know, excuse to go get some fresh air on a Friday.
We'll be at Lar Tobacco Vapor. That is at 305 East Central Entrance in Duluth. That'll be tomorrow, noon to 1. Stop over and your chance to win. It's a great prize. So I'll be planning on using my Traeger quite a bit. I was thinking about, I want to do this. There's a recipe where you use a Traeger and you, like, put, like, the meat for your chili on the top rack and then you let it drip into a pan and then you make, like, chili that way out of it. It's supposed to be really good, like a smoked chili.
Okay, and you can taste the smoke flavor from that?
You can taste the smoke flavor in anything on a Traeger.
Hmm. And you also wrote something up recently about tips for your Traeger, so.
Yeah, now not to turn it into an inferno like I did.
And you made pizza on it, right? I'm always intrigued about that.
Yeah, the pizza, the trick is about halfway through the cook, you got to rotate it.
Okay.
Just rotate it quick.
And that tastes smoky, too.
It's got a wood-fired taste
okay,
to it.
Okay, I like that.
Right? You know?
Cute.
That's what it's all about, right? Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren and Ben from Mainstream Fashions for Men.
Hello, Ben.
Hello, friends.
How are you doing today?
You know, just fine.
I like your outfit today. It's like a very, very, usually you're wearing all black.
I know.
And so you've switched it up.
Yep. You're not the man in black anymore.
No, I tend to, you know, stick with colors that I really know and understand. Mm-hmm. And until, of course, they make a color darker than black, I typically stick with that.
Right.
But today, I'm a little bit more summery.
Kind of like a blue lavender plaid.
Very summery.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there lavender in that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
My wife says I'm colorblind.
You know, I actually, so my kiddo is mostly colorblind.
Okay.
And so I didn't know how they actually test for this.
Yeah.
And so I was down, just down at Blinken, he was doing an eye check, and there's a book that you've seen this. It was like earth shattering to me that like that's how they figure out if you're colorblind or not, if you can read the numbers with the colors. Yeah.
You never had that kind of screening?
I never did.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be strange if you found out after all these years you were colorblind?
Exactly.
That well, now you have something. Me in my head.
See?
So I'm like,
you don't remember taking the test?
I know.
Yeah.
Colors, like, I'm sure I did.
It's like dots and circles and stuff, and then you can, like, can you see, what number do you see? If you don't see one, then you're like, mm. You ever tried to cheat a test, like a physical test or like that? Because I tried doing that one time, and I was like, oh, why am I trying to cheat this?
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So you're saying, let me know when you hear a beep, and I was just. And then they're like, you're deaf in your left ear, and I'm like, no, I'm not.
I love those tests, but yeah.
All right, gosh.
Well, yeah.
You're not
black
colorblind.
Today. I'm not colorblind, and I'm not wearing just black today. So there you go.
Because
at Mainstream, we sell more than just black clothes.
You sell all sorts of things.
All different colors.
All sorts of things.
Yep, exactly. But I've been joking that, like, this summer's weddings, there's basically been two colors that wedding parties have chosen. It's either light tan or black. That's, like, it. The vast majority of the weddings this summer, light tan or black.
You see that with trends, like year to year?
Totally.
It's so hot. It's like a light tan suit would probably feel a little better.
Yep.
If you have an outdoor wedding.
100%. And, like, I think we've got 3 or 4 weddings this weekend, and I think pretty much all of them are in light tan.
I'm trying to think of what we had for our colors. I think it was black and I think we had, like, oh, man, if my wife's listening, I'm in trouble. I think it was
such a fun night that you weren't even worried about.
Let's move on,
exactly.
We are on a time crunch here, Ken Uomi. So
thank you.
What else is going on?
You know, it's really just wedding season, and I've been teasing a lot of people that have been coming in that, like, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to start seeing clothes for that next season that's coming that I don't mention yet.
Nope.
But we're going to start seeing clothes for that next season here pretty soon. So I'll be talking about a lot of new merchandise for a season that doesn't apply to this one right now.
All right.
I like that. I like how you've completely avoiding it.
Exactly. Yeah. Completely avoid it because then it might not happen. But yeah, it's just been full-fledged wedding season. Store's still great. Lots of good looking stuff down there. If you've got, you know, last minute weddings, which it seems like every single day we got people coming in and there's a wedding this weekend, they need something.
I didn't know I was getting married this
weekend. Exactly. It's not like they send out invitations for these things in advance.
That would not be that surprising.
No.
Well, I did show up for a shirt the day of Lauren's wedding.
But that's so you, though.
It's on brand. So and then, of course, I got to come through in the clutch and save Lauren's wedding. So there you go.
So you got to be a hero. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you, Ben. Yep. I owe you.
You're all very welcome. So, yeah, so come down, see us, no matter what your needs are. 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, 206 West Superior Street. Always happy to see you.
Yeah, and I'll stop over and I'll use your steamer.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I got it ready.
Cool. Thanks. I got a couple wrinkles on with pair of paint. Okay. We'll see you later, Ben.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Ben. Mainstream Fashions for Men. B105. Okay, some jerk today. This is Georgia family's upset. You be the jury about this. You tell me what, or you be the judge about this.
Okay.
Car dealership has sold an elderly blind man a car and then drove him home in it. The family's upset because the car dealership sold a car to their relative who is blind, also has a mental disability. They sold him a car for $14,000, but then the salesperson had to drive him home because he couldn't see well enough to drive it. Like, they feel like they took advantage of him, but I think they did because they had to fill out the paperwork and everything for him. I mean, the guy.
Yeah, did they check to make sure? I mean, how much did he pay for it? I feel like
$14,000. And he'd saved
it up. That's
sad.
That's really sad.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, he's a jerk.
Yeah, I mean, talk about. I mean, but then again, I mean, there's no law of it that he wanted it, right? He had the money.
Yeah, like, I don't get how that works.
Yeah,
and then, like,
what are they supposed to do? Yeah, and then they drove him home. Yeah.
Maybe because they, like.
Well, at least they got him home.
Well, yeah, but, like, maybe if, you know, he had called his family and been like, hey, I bought a car, they would have said, like, no, stop what you're doing before the sale went through.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the problem is that they're not giving back the money because their family's calling and telling them, like, they might have to take legal action on this. So.
Whew. Wow. That's
weird story.
That's weird. That's very weird.
Corey Kent, Co-Weather. B105, what's your country song? Thomas Rhett, and we've got some angel here with Lauren Wells. What's going on today? And some good.
Yeah, so I love this story. A couple is celebrating the 100th anniversary of Route 66.
Okay.
And every 100 miles, they're going on a little road trip. They're going to perform an act of kindness. So they're traveling from Chicago to California. And their names are Janine and Ryan Mix. They've paid for strangers' gas. They've stopped and cleaned up the side of the road, helped out communities, surprised people with gifts, and they are still rolling with it. So I thought that was cute. I love a random act of kindness, you know? Like yeah. The other day...
What would you have said?
I got a free pop from McDonald's, and that was really exciting for me.
Somebody bought it for you?
No, I was being a passenger princess, but my husband was like, I'll go in and get you one. And then he's like, they gave it to me for free.
Wow.
You know, it saved $3.
Look at that.
I was really excited.
The last time you did an act of kindness, random act of kindness for somebody.
I do like to help people if there's an opportunity. But why are you laughing?
I didn't laugh at all. I'm just smiling. I'm just
full of joy.
When
was the last time you did?
It's tough to say. Yeah. I mean, I do it all the time, though. It's an everyday thing, you know?
I mean, like, if somebody has, like, a kid and I'm going to put my cart back in the corral and they're struggling, I'll be like, oh, I'll take your cart back, you know? Something like that.
Okay.
But I'm not like, hey, I'll buy the person's coffee behind me, because apparently that's annoying to, like, the baristas.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, so I don't do, like, that kind of thing, but...
Right. Well, we have people that call in to win concert tickets, and they're like, you know what? Go ahead and give it to the next person. I'm like, We don't have time. We can't do that.
Nice thought, though, but no, we can't.
All right. Well, I'll do a random act of kindness today.
Yes.
We'll do that, right. Okay, B105 with Stella Lefty. This is Boston. I asked my wife yesterday, I'm like, have you heard this song, Boston, from Stella Lefty? She goes, oh my gosh, I love that song. I'm like, how did you...
It is very different and unique.
How did you know about that, you know? She's
she's listening to B105.
Country pop star, Stella, or it's country pop song kind of type thing there. Yeah, right, okay. Jason Aldean, B105, we will see you later. You have a great day, Lauren. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Have a great day.
I'll see you in the hallway. I don't know why I said that.
And, you know, our offices are next to each other.
Right, right. But anyway, we'll have a Friday show for you tomorrow. It's going to be good. We're also going to be giving away that grill. We'll be at